所以在这里，我们应该如何回应这样子伟大的神，而且如何来回应神要做的复兴的工作
？And how do we respond to such an awesome God? And how do we respond to the work of revival that He wants to do?
啊，所以在这边我们简单的提一下，神叫以西结发两次的预言。
And so we mentioned here, and we see that God wanted Ezekiel to prophesy twice.
这两次的预言是非常有讲究的。
And there's actually, we need to be very careful to understand why.
第一次的预言是对着骸骨发。
And the very first prophecy was concerning the bones.
我不晓得，你们假想一下哈。
I wanted you just to imagine. Let's think about it.
刚刚那幅图画，如果主突然把你放进去了哈。
That picture that you just saw, let's really just imagine all of a sudden the Lord picked you up and put you right in the middle of it.
要你讲跟以西结一样的话。
And God wanted you to say the exact words that Ezekiel said.
枯干的骸骨啊。
Oh, dry bones.
你们要听耶和华的话。
Hear the word of the Lord.
我会主说主枯干的骸骨哪里能听呢、啊、
？And then I will say, Lord, these dry bones, how are they going to be able to hear me?
你如果叫我向你祷告 我可以做
And if you want me to cry out to you, God, I could do that
你如果叫我说神啊求你让枯干的骸骨能够复活这个祷告我可以做
And you say, Lord, if you want me to pray to you and say, God, please allow these dry bones to come to life I could pray such a prayer, I could say such words
居然叫我去对这个枯干的骸骨说枯干的骸骨啊
But the Lord is commanding me to speak to the dry bone, oh, dry bone
你们有没有谁饿了两顿没有吃，结果突然看到地上有一个鸡骨头，对他说：“骨头啊，复活！”
And have you ever been so hungry that you missed a couple of meals and you saw a chicken bone on the ground and say, "Hey, dry bone, come to life!"
啊，变成一个鸡腿，我要吃。
Come and become a drumstick that I can eat you.
我们不会这样祷告的吗
You wouldn't pray that way,
right? 我们会祷告说：“神啊，你给我一点饭吃。”
And we would pray, Lord, please.Give me something to eat.
所以你不要小看先知的信心啊。
Do not despise the faith of this prophet.
神说你去对枯干的骸骨说，枯干的骸骨啊，你要听耶和华的话。
And the Lord told the prophet to say, "Oh, dry bone, hear the word of the Lord."
所以如果你在带小组讲到带师，发现底下有 dry bone, 不要灰心哈。
And I would encourage you if you're a small group leader or your worship leader, and while you're serving, you discover that in the room there are dry bones.
你就凭信心说就是了。
Then by faith you proclaim it.
我们负责说，神负责叫他活。
It's our responsibility to speak to it.God's job is to make it to come alive.
所以第一个预言是对着骸骨发预言，就是对着死亡的局面、没有盼望的局面，宣告神的应许。
The very first prophecy is to prophesy into to this hopelessness.
神说什么，我就告诉你什么。
Whatever God tells me to say, I'm going to speak to it.
这是神话语的出口，这是我们要。都要学的。
These are the words of the Lord. This is what we need to learn.
我们就是凭信心对着那样子的局面说神的话。
By faith and the circumstances that we're in, speak the words that the Lord has given us to speak.
所以约翰福音第五章二十五节，主耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
In John chapter 5, the Lord says, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
时候将到，现在就是了。
The time will come, and now it is.
使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall live.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，当神每一次说话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, whenever God speaks,
一定有事情发生。
Something will happen.
当神说话的时候
，Whenever God speaks,
我们用信心来回应，你就要亲眼看见神的话怎么样子的成就。
When you respond to the word of God, then you will witness what the Lord will do.
所以诗篇二十九篇说到耶和华的声音大有能力，满有威严。
And Psalm 29 says the word of God is with great might and great authority.
他说他可以震碎黎巴嫩的香柏树。
And it said it can shatter the cedars of Lebanon.
他可以使火焰分叉。
That he can split the flames.
他可以使整个旷野震动。
And the entire wilderness would be shaken.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神说话一定有能力，而且一定有事情发生。
And brothers and sisters, when God speaks, there is power, and something will happen.
所以当主耶稣说使人听见神儿子的声音就要活了。
And when Jesus says, when the dead hears the voice of the Son of God, then they will live.
巴不得我们都来经历这句话。
And I pray that we would all personally experience what the Lord said.
我跟你说，我个人不知道死过多少次。
And I will tell you me personally of how many times that I've actually died.
有时候小死，有时候装死，有时候赖死，但有的时候是真死了。
Sometimes I'm pretending to be dead. Sometimes I want to just be dead. Sometimes I'm really dead.
我觉得我没有盼望。
I felt like I was without hope.
可是当主一说话的时候
But whenever the Lord speaks,
你原来是低到这么低的你想再爬也得爬个几天几个礼拜的
And I was so low and to the point where I was trying to get myself up, I couldn't get up
但是当神说话的时候我再低再死我可以马上活起来
But whenever the Lord speaks into my soul, no matter how low I am, all of a sudden I am raised up
同样我们面对的局面也是这样
Similarly, the things that we encounter in our lives are the same way
很多的时候我们觉得不可能、啊、
Oftentimes we will look at it and we say, that's impossible
我祷告神不听
I pray for so long, God, you're not listening to me
我爱的家人死了、
Those whom I love, they died
我放弃了，我不要信你了。
I'm giving up. I am not going to believe in you anymore.
但是你这样子的死人，神还是可以让我活过来。
But even in such a heart that is dead towards Him, God will cause it to come to life.
虽然神不见得叫你死掉的家人活过来。
Maybe the Lord would not cause you to be dead and your
你的 family 死掉的家人
your family member to come back to life
因为我们有一天都要去见主的
because one day we will all to go we'll go to see him
但是神能够让我这个活着的死人重新活过来那更是更大的神迹
But when God is able to allow someone who is dead while still walking to come to life that is a greater miracle.
所以我们一起要来渴慕那位说话的神，继续对我们说话，对教会说话。
We need to long for this God who speaks to us, who speaks to His church.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要为着教会话语的出口祷告。我不是说只为我们传道人。
And brothers and sisters, I ask all of you to pray for those who are speaking of God's behalf. I'm not just talking about those who are preaching.
神借着诗歌说话。
God will speak.Through songs.
神借着弟兄姊妹祷告说话。
The Lord will speak through the prayer, brothers and sisters.
神借着弟兄姊妹分享见证说话。
The Lord will speak through the testimony and the sharing of brothers and sisters.
借着我们小组查经说话。
And through our Bible study, God will speak.
如果我们真的为了教会每一个神可以说话的管道来祷告的话，我相信教会今天充满了生命活力的。
And if we truly pray for every channel by which God is able to speak, this church will be full of life. It will be vibrant.
我们需要神的话。
We need the Lord's word.
你看我们这块地怎么可能会得到？因为神说话，我们才得到的。
And the only reason why we were able to occupy this property is because God spoke.
2004年5月24号，神说你们上去得那地为业，主能得胜，我们就因着这句话进来了。
2004, the Lord gave word and said, "Go and take possession of that land. You are more than able to overcome." By faith, we went and claimed it.
根本是不可能的，不可能的，不可能。但是神说话，事情就成就。
It was absolutely, absolutely, absolutely impossible, but the Lord spoke.
翻译的太好了，弟兄姊妹，我们需要对我们这位说话的神充满了渴慕。
And brothers and sisters, we need to have a longing for this God who speaks.
当神说话的时候
，When He speaks,
连死的人都要活过来。
Even the dead will come to life.